the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We're just going to be hanging out with Rob and Lucinda. And we're going to talk a little bit about our upcoming event, Stand Up Arizona. It's an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference. And it's going to be held September 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club in Mesa, Arizona. And what we're doing, we're coming together with diversity, different cultures, different races, and religions, to share and discuss what is hurting all of us the most. You're not going to want to miss this Arizona event. You're going to hear amazing testimonies and stories of overcoming from our guest speakers. They are coming from the East Coast and the West Coast, and definitely from right here in Arizona, to share their stories of their struggles and their triumphs, to let you know that there's a better way. Together, we can make a change. We must stop the violence. So Rob and I are presenting this, and we're expecting a lot of people. We're expecting a lot of lives to be touched. If you'd like to be involved as a sponsor or a vendor, contact myself or Rob. You can email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com and ask us for any information. We do have it on the website, and there is a Facebook event page for the event as well. So let me just tell you a little bit about some of our main speakers, because boy, do we have some awesome speakers coming to Arizona. The first one is Miss Evangelist Beverly Broaddus Green. Yeah, does that name sound familiar? Well, she's the mother of the legendary rapper and hip-hop artist Snoop Dogg, the one and only Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion. Beverly speaks a little bit about anti-gang, anti-violence, domestic violence, because she was in domestic violent relationships in her earlier years. She talks about the struggles that she went through in her relationships, the struggle of a single mother raising her three sons and a nephew through all of that and trying to keep them out of the streets and keep them safe there in South Central and Long Beach. She's the author of her new book, Real Love 2, which is coming out in July this month. And none other than myself, Lucinda, is her editor. We've been working on this book for over a year, and we're really excited to get it out. You're going to not want to miss this story. It's an awesome book. So you're going to want to get that book. It will be out here in the next couple of weeks. And we will let you also know when her book launching party will be out in L.A. But she shares a lot of her personal story, a lot of she travels all over the United States. She's done many, many speakings at churches and youth facilities in different places. She just wants to educate the youth, sharing the word of God, her wisdom, her stories, the things that she's gone through. So you're not going to want to miss her testimony and her story at Stand Up Arizona, September 6th. The next speaker that we have is the one and only, the real Freeway Rick Ross, right out of South Central. He's a notorious drug kingpin reigning over Los Angeles, California, and operating across numerous other states. Rick was sentenced to life imprisonment back in 1996. But following the discovery, his drug source had linked to the CIA, and he had been used as a pawn in the Iran-Contra scandal, he received a reduced sentence. So Rick has since been let out of prison. He is the author of a new book as well that just came out. And one of the best-selling true crime writers, Kathy Scott, is actually the one that wrote it with him. So you're not going to want to miss his new book, The True Story of the Real Freeway, Rick Ross, the drug kingpin in Los Angeles, California. Very, very interesting story. You know, a lot of truth is coming out to the history of drugs in the United States, how a lot of the drugs were imported into the United States on U.S. airplanes, that the CIA and President Reagan and various people knew what was going on. They were trading the drugs for arms down in Nicaragua. So, you know, it's a real awesome story. You're not going to want to miss it, and you're going to want to miss listen to his story here in Arizona. Another thing is that Rick was illiterate when he went to prison, and that's where he actually learned to read. He read over 300 books in prison. That's where he pretty much got most of his education. When he was younger, he was just out of high school. He wanted to be a tennis professional. And one of his friends turned him on to a little bit of selling drugs on the side to make a little bit of money, and that's all he wanted, to make some money, to go to college, to play tennis, to become a professional. And he ended up getting caught up in all of this, and that changed his life. So, gosh, you guys are not going to want to miss this story. I can tell you that. A big, big advocate now against gangs, drugs, and educating our youth to doing the right things. He is going to be having a movie coming out here in the near future, and Nick Cannon is going to be playing Freeway Rick Ross. So definitely won't want to miss all of that. Our next speaker that we have is Miss Donna Buchanan. And Donna started running away at the age of 14. Soon the streets became her life. She was consumed with drug addiction. She was raped by a family member. She was sexually assaulted over and over. And eventually she ended up in another domestic violent relationship that ultimately it was either him or her. And anyways, she was convicted of second-degree murder. Once there, it was determined that she would right her wrongs, and she started doing a lot of positive things in prison. She even started training greyhound dogs through a program that came through the prison. And she helped a lot of the young women there in the prison to be able to do a lot of positive things. So Donna's goal is, and Donna's been out for a little over a year, and I also edited one of her, well, her first book, the Donna Buchanan story. It's called Second Chance Runaway. And her goal is to educate the youth against drugs and violence and abuse. And Donna is educating others not to make the same mistakes that she made, and that there's a better way as well. Now, Donna was recently interviewed by Dr. Casey Jordan. And Dr. Casey Jordan is one of the investigators, doctors that is on the ID channel. And they actually went out to Virginia and filmed Donna for the Knives with Wives series that will be out this fall. And so you're going to want to see that. That'll be coming out, like I said, in fall. It'll be, and that's a really interesting story as well. And then we have none other than Mr. Rob Boyd, the founder of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement and author of two books. We have the first book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and that's about his life growing up in Detroit. And the second book is Never Hit a Woman, and that is about domestic violence. A lot of facts and a lot of personal stories in that book. So, you know, you can go to our website and get either one of those books 24/7. Rob's also the co-host of the Streets Don't Want Me Back radio show with me, and we also have the Change Reality show. The Streets Don't Love You Back story is a story of strength, prayer, and perseverance. Rob grew up in one of the worst East Side ghettos in Detroit, Michigan, and his real father was a prominent reverend and well-known author but chose not to be a part of his life. And his stepfather was a really good man, and he's the one that taught him a lot of things when he was very young, treated him and his siblings really good. But one day when Rob was 9 years old, he actually happened to watch his grandfather stab his stepfather to death. And that was one of the things that changed Rob's life forever. By the age of 10, he turned to the street for some guidance and ended up getting involved in gangs, drugs, and the violent street life. Rob lived that life for many years. He eventually became a boss and a drug kingpin and spent a lot of time in juvenile detention hall and in jail as an adult until he decided to change his life as he watched many of his close friends that he grew up with killing each other or get killed, and also, a lot of them were sent to prison for life, because back in the day, they had the 650 law, where if you got caught with so much of a certain drug, you got life in prison. So some of them have been overturned and are just coming out after 20 years. For the ones that are lucky enough to survive prison life. So Rob will share his story, and he'll tell you that crime doesn't pay and the streets don't love you back. And I will also be a guest speaker there. As you know, I'm a registered nurse, editor of several books. I am also working on my own book, and I am the co-founder of The Streets Don't Love You Back, and I have a story to tell as well. And my personal powerful testimony will be about sexual abuse as a young girl, turning to teenage alcoholism, or alcohol partying, I should say, back then, date rape, the struggles that it created in my life, and many, many more things. So we definitely want to get these young women out here to hear this story, and this struggle and how I overcame all of those things and some of the bad effects and lessons learned throughout my life. We have another guest. Her name is Veronica. And Veronica grew up in South Phoenix in a neighborhood where gang violence and drug dealing was a normal everyday thing. She managed to keep away from the street, she says, and in fact, she was a straight-A student. But at the age of 9, her stepdad began to sexually abuse her and did so until she was at the age of 13 when she finally had the courage to tell her mother. Her mother slapped her and called her a liar. So Veronica had to deal with all of those things that came with that for several years. And then she ended up getting married. And she seemed to be happily married for about 3 years, she said, before her husband started becoming violent. And it escalated to the point that one day he beat her beyond recognition in front of her kids' school. He spit on her and left her for dead. She has since gotten away from him, changed her life, and has a powerful testimony. Our next guest is Mr. Josh Zayas. And Josh was born in the ghettos of South Bronx, New York, to two drug-addicted parents. He saw his mother prostitute herself just to pay rent at an early age. His father died of AIDS due to sharing needles when Josh was just about 7 years old. Josh saw everything, including his mother being domestically abused. He stole, tagged up property, fought men twice his age with baseball bats. His life was heading in the wrong direction until one day he signed up to serve his country in the Marine Corps. After an incident that happened there, he ended up getting an early discharge from the military. Josh was again lost and remained lost until the day that he found God. He now serves as an ordained minister, and he writes Christian films. He is also an author of a book, I'll have to tell you that. And his latest movie called The Franklin Cipher will be out in early 2016. So we're really, really proud of Josh. And then we have Mr. Elliot Sneezy. Early in Elliot's career as a law enforcement, he was nearly killed by a juvenile gang member on the reservation. After the juvenile was arrested, no gang law existed on the reservation that would help in bringing him to justice. So the juvenile was released and was never faced prosecution. And this began Elliot's passion for educating and empowering those affected by gang, drugs, and other issues. Elliot is currently a sergeant here at the Maricopa Police Department and has worked several positions throughout his career. He's been a patrol officer, a detective, a bicycle officer, a youth and gang officer, and SWAT. He is a general instructor, a physical fitness instructor, a firearms instructor, and a rifle instructor for law enforcement. Elliot helped create a gang unit for the San Carlos Tribal Police Department. Elliot is a founding member of the Indian Country Gang Summit in Arizona, established in 2004. The yearly summit was established to bring training and education to the Indian Country. From 2004 to 2007, Elliot formed the Rural Area Gang Seminar for the Tri-City Gang Prevention Task Force in Yavapai County, Arizona, to develop training for smaller law enforcement agencies in rural areas. Elliot is a founding member of the Arizona Gang Investigations Association, established in 2006, and he held the first secretary seat for the Association of AZGIA, provides training to law enforcement officials nationwide. Elliot is the founder of Education and Empowerment Training, LLC, which he created to help everyone with enforcement, prevention, intervention, personal goals, and family development. So he has a lot of, a lot of information to give us, and he will be definitely hitting on prevention, intervention, and family. So you're not going to want to miss him. What a powerful, powerful story he has as well. You know, before I tell you any more, we are going to go to, let's do a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's the book reads by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Stress in my eyes, it is seen the 25, yet still I rise. Young, black, and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. Prove it. Showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, everything we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit Go. Also, Party, featuring J Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West. Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Money, power, respect, trash, prison, death. A new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now, online, at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your communities. Stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets don't love you back. Come join the movement at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
All right, and welcome back to the KWBAC radio show. And now that I gave you that awesome rundown of the speakers that we have for this event coming up, We do have a few more people that we're still waiting to hear from. So we have a few more people that have, joined the lineup, and you're not going to want to miss it. So we'll update you as we get those confirmations in. I wanted to let you know that we do have sponsorship packages that range from our platinum package on down to our bronze package. And so there's several packages you can choose from. Please contact us if you'd like more information about that. And tickets are already on sale. And you can get your tickets at www.azeventcenter.com. That's azeventcenter.com. And tickets are $5 cheaper if you get them in advance. So get your tickets. And we also have vendor tables. So if you'd like to be a vendor for this event, please contact us. So if you want to be a sponsor, you want to be a vendor, get with Rob or myself. You can email us. You can look at our Facebook event page. It's Stand Up Arizona. And that's once again on September 6th, 2014. So let me go ahead real quick, and I wanted to just read our mission statement just to let you know a little bit about who we are and what we believe. And it is our mission to be a force for positive change and inspire others to greatness. We will trust our dreams and be the prisoner of nothing. We will strive to continually invent the future out of our imagination rather than be victims of the past. We will live true to the principles of charity, honesty, integrity, courage, justice, humility, kindness, respect, loyalty to self, trust, knowledge, understanding, and nonviolence. We will use our personal defeats and victories unselfishly to help enrich the lives of all who cross our path by caring and affirming their unique worth. By giving what we have to give, and teaching them what we know. We will strive to educate others about the dangers of gang violence and drug activity, and that there are alternatives to the gang thug drug life. We will encourage others to rise up and believe that they can be a greater person and believe that they can achieve whatever they want in life. We will embrace and see each day as not just another day, but one filled with opportunity and excitement as we remember that the pursuit of happiness and excellence will determine the choices we make and the path that we choose to travel. We choose to make a difference in this world. And with that, I am going to bring Rob on the line. You there, boys?
Yes. How everybody's doing tonight? We just thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night, and my wife been letting everybody know what the updates is, and we moving forward, and we just want to thank everybody who already supports us at what we do with feeding the homeless, what we do with domestic violence, what we do with educating the kids, and for our upcoming events she was telling you about. It's definitely going down, so I want you to hold on and check the this commercial out for our upcoming event. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, the anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference. This September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlikeyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email Lucinda Boyd, rn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlikeyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang and Drug Violence and Abuse Awareness Conference this September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, the hottest radio show worldwide. Once again, we're thanking everybody for supporting all what we do to give back to our youths and everything. We would just like to give a big shout-out to Scottsdale Title Boxing Club, Scottsdale, to my man Troy, to my man Jason, Gabrielle, and we'd like to give a shout-out to Hey Maricopa TV, John, and my man Mark and them over there. And we'd like to give a big shout-out to the Arizona Event Center as well. And they will be taking our backpack donations this year coming up. And you can drop off in Scottsdale at Title Boxing Club Scottsdale. You can drop it off. And their address is right here. The address is 15090 North Site Boulevard, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260. Also, you can drop off at the Arizona Event Center. That's 1300 South Country Club Drive, Suite 105, Mesa, Arizona. Ask for Wayne at air code 480-779-7716. Also, you can drop off in Maricopa, Arizona at Hey Maricopa TV, and it's at 44480 West Honeycutt, and that's Suite 103, Maricopa, Arizona. We just loving it, and we just thanking everybody who roll with us and keep educating these kids to a better tomorrow, because we all know it's always a better tomorrow when you're educating our youth in the right way and in the right form. So we're going to go to another song, and we'll be right back with you, from my man Tay Love out of Cincinnati.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Let's see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. You gotta go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. My poor heart
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
I'm giving you what you like. life, but I wanna give up some more. In the morning time, but I wanna give up some more. What's your life, but I wanna give up some more. But I wanna give it up. What's your life, but I wanna give up some more. What about? What's your life, but I wanna give up some more. In the morning time, but I wanna give up some more. In the evening time, but I wanna give up some more. But I wanna give it up. What's your life, but I wanna give up some more. When you're doing it doggy style and you give up some more. When you're pumping a butterfly and you give up some more. When you're doing it froggy style and you give up some more. What's your life, what you want, what you need. When you're doing that doggy style and you give up some more. When you're popping that butterfly and you give up some more. When you're doing that froggy style and you give up some more. What you like, what you want, what you need. Give my word, the power that you're feeling when you trust me. When I make my move and I'm breaking out and trusting, I smooth. Yes, I don't want, I want you fancy. First I get you dancing and I'm passing and you're sweating. You love it, or half a possible that you wanted to love it. Just an imagination, constantly you're thinking of it. Me love, me like, me want, me might. Me keep your body close and want to hold you.
The Streets Don't Love Your Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September 6, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlikeyoubackatgmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlikeyoubackatgmail.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference, this September 6, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn out and stand up, Arizona. Arizona.
Testing 1-2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me? Is it true? The things I heard from you. Is it true? What I say? Tell me, baby, how you feel about me when I say I see your eyes, girl. Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? That's all I wanna say. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby, baby. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. Say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D. It's the B-O-Y-D. Shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl.
I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl. It's the B-O-Y-D thing. It's the B-O-Y-D thing. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl?
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
took it to Supreme. There were rocks thrown, bats swung, people using guns. They couldn't run him out because he didn't want to run. He was determined that the verdict be everybody equal. Cause when life at the beginning, it was a true sequel. The man himself was a true phenomenon. He knew the right way to live, but they wouldn't let him show him. Discrimination, aggravation, we don't need that frustration. Gotta let it go before we all become impatient. Racism, stigmatism, seen it on the television. King was too smart, so they threw him into prison. But the sea is calmness after the storm, and the world took a turn after King was born. Slavery was well over, and he tried to get a trip.
Stone Up Your Back Movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boy at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovebackat@gmail.com or Lucinda Boy at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboyrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlovebackat.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the anti-gang, drug violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back here to the hottest radio show worldwide. And we thanking everybody for tuning in tonight. And we want to give a big shout-out to my boy Freeway Ricky Ross, and I mean the real Freeway Ricky Ross out of South Central Los Angeles, California, on his new book, And Be Prepared, Arizona, Stand Up, because he will be here signing autographs and speaking. And we'd like to give a big shout-out to our big homie, Big Snoop Dogg mother, Evangelist Beverly Broadus Green, coming out with The Real Love 2. The book is on its way. We'd like to give a big shout-out to Ms. Donna Buchanan. She got the book already out, Second Chance Runaway. If you ain't got any of them books, go cop that Freeway Rick Ross book. Go cop The Real Love 2 that's coming out. Cop the Second Chance Runaway. Go grab that Streets Don't Love You Back, Never Hit a Woman. We got so much going on, you know. Go to the website, www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackmeme.com. Learn a lot about what we have going on to educate our youth to a better tomorrow, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So I just want to say, hey, always remember, the streets don't love you back. We give a big shout-out to all our homegirls and homeboys and beside the walls that's educating our youth. And we'd like to give a big shout-out to everybody out here in the free world that's rolling with the Streets Don't Love You Back as well. You know, so many people can't name all the names, but we just say thank the whole team for being here and being down. And I'll see if my missus got a few words before we close out.
No, I think we said a lot tonight. You know, we put out the itinerary for Stand Up Arizona. It's going to be an awesome event. You guys are not going to want to miss. So get your tickets ahead of time. Get them $5 discounted in advance at azeventcenter.com. And, again, check out our event page on Facebook. And it's also Stand Up Arizona on September 6th. And you can get a hold of us at the Streets Don't Love You Back. So, once again, just thank everybody for your support and for sticking there with us.
All right. With that being said, we're going to go out with our last commercial up tonight, and we're going to say, hey, always remember, keep your head up, stay focused, stay on your job to success. Because anything else, it's a no-brainer. Peace and love. We out.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boy at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovebackat@gmail.com or Lucinda Boy at 520-705-0982.
1-800-878-0057 or email lucindaboysrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference on September the 6th, 2014. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, hey, we out of here, and we'd like to give one more shout-out. We'll give a shout-out to Hey Maricopa TV in Maricopa, Arizona, our boy John and Mark. And we'd like to give a big shout-out to my man Theodore at Arizona Multimedia and Video Production. Give a big shout-out to them. And give a big shout-out to my man DJ Church for logging in and supporting us and being a sponsor for what we do and always being down with us. We out.